and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Frank Davis. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, yes. And welcome to day two with our very special guest, the founder of Lion Energy, Frank Davis.
Woo. Great to have you back, Frank.
And OptiVita Health. We love your health stuff.
Yes.
So do
We've
I.
always loved
it
your health
keeps
stuff.
Keeps me going.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. You've been in the, what do you call it, the Olympics? The
World Senior Games.
Wow.
Yeah, Have you won anything?
I counted up the other day. I have like 70-something medals.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, over those 20. I don't know if there's been a time I've gone that I haven't medaled in something.
That's amazing.
But one thing I've learned, never underestimate the skill that you're going to run into. You think you're pretty good, and you know, you run into guys that are...
Wow.
I played racquetball and... against a guy who has been a professional baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
He was an athlete. I mean, these guys, there's some pretty skilled athletes.
Wow.
That are seniors. That's awesome.
I'm not the only one that's still plugging away at my age.
You have so many products, and you have a moral foundation that wants to benefit humanity.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I say in this industry, what's the supplement industry?
Mm-hmm.
I believe 99.99% of it is driven by margin and story. When I hired Michelle Baccarella all the way back, I said, "You throw away the checkbook. This is not about margin. This is a mission. The mission is to, for me and my family and you and your family." Mm-hmm. I started this strictly on that premise.
Right.
I wasn't going to make it wasn't a business.
She was on your team?
She was on my team.
Yes.
Yeah, I hired her and
it
was, it changed my whole life.
Yes.
I was a sick guy. I'd had hepatitis twice, mononucleosis twice, chronic fatigue. I'd had, pneumonia twice. And so it was just constant.
And as you're getting older, you're getting healthier. What's going on?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
When you give your body the right nutrients, it will work miracles.
Now, you got a new product coming out in a few weeks. And I want you to introduce it on my program because I need that particular product.
No question.
And I want you to send me the first
product. It is a game changer. Mm. A game changer. Believe me, it is...
I want you to keep going with all your great stuff.
Oh, I plan on it.
Today
Believe
is
me.
More of our special with our dear friend, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, who's gone to be with the Lord. He's a man who tried to change America to fix the grid, but they just weren't going to do it.
No.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
Peter Vincent Pry.
Yeah, I do.
And we're going to be talking about EMP and solar flares, the preparedness, the energy products you make that we can use to get through natural disasters and man-made. Mm-hmm. EMP is man-made.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And they're threatening. How many countries do you think have EMP right now?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Countries.
Wow. 4 countries right now, and they're the four countries.
And they're not our friends, right?
Say that again?
They're not our friends?
Absolutely not. There are 4 countries that are making the headlines right now. Listen, anytime you hear North Korea testing a bomb, you better believe it's geared towards nuclear. When you hear of Japan, when you hear of Taiwan, and everyone that is involved in this scenario right now is what Dr. Vincent Pryde wrote about EMP World War. Can you imagine? He's writing about this. He wrote this nuclear EMP attack scenarios and combined arms cyber warfare in July 2017, really painting the map. What would happen if Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran have become allies, and what would that look like when it comes to an EMP threat? I can tell you right now, China and North Korea will be waiting on the sidelines, waiting to see how America will react.
And if we don't...
If we don't...
God reacts.
Yeah.
Not only God will react, but this is what would happen. North Korea will strike South Korea and Japan. Then China will strike Taiwan. Russia will strike European NATO. North Korea will strike the United States. And Russia will strike the United States. These are the scenarios.
That's the Third World War.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. It's what he called EMP World War. Now, understand, all this nuclear talk is becoming an almost everyday scenario, and you're getting used to it. You're probably getting tired of it. But the moment you get tired of it is when they hit. Can I just read you one line?
Okay.
Because all this is backed up with Dr. Vincent Price scenarios. An EMP, and I quote, an EMP attack that disrupts the food infrastructure could pose a threat to life, industrial activity, and social order. Absolute deprivation, that's a strong word, of food on average will greatly diminish a person's capacity for physical work within a few days. As a matter of fact, he talks about within days, we will die. Mm. The infrastructure of food is dependent upon the grid. Water is dependent upon the grid.
Yeah.
Or social life is dependent on the grid.
The reason water is on the grid is because it takes electricity to pump the water to your house.
Ding, 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 ding. You win the prize.
Yeah.
You are so smart. Everything that Dr. Vincent Price said on this stage, on this program, to talk about was to get this information to be declassified for us to know how we can fight this back.
The good people are dying. Hmm.
Either they're dying or they're getting canceled.
That's right. The cancel culture has come against the church. They don't want the church. Yeah. So we're in deep, deep trouble. We've got to have God. We've got to be ready. Yeah. And I want to be able to be functioning.
Amen.
No matter what happens.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And so I've got a B-roll, we call them. I want to roll this about, can the power grid fail? Let's roll this.
We've been looking at the grid for months, and we're surprised to learn how vulnerable it is and how often it's deliberately targeted.
John Wellinghoff of FERC commissioned a study to see if a physical attack on critical transformers could trigger cascading blackouts.
It was actually a very shocking result to us that there's very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Knock out the entire grid?
That's correct.
How many would it take to knock out, putting the entire country in a blackout?
Less than 20.
Russia's cyber attack on Ukraine's grid in 2015 knocked about 60 substations offline, leaving 230,000 people in the dark. The U.S. Secretary of Energy has said Russia could do the same thing here.
What we've never had is a national scale blackout, which is completely possible under some known threats, such as the cyber threat, the physical security threat, or even extreme weather. And the US public is completely unprepared to survive without the electric grid for any period of time whatsoever.
Should a transformer explode like this one in Manhattan during Superstorm Sandy, the system is designed to trigger a localized grid-preserving blackout. But if several sections of the grid go down at the same time, the shutdowns can cascade like dominoes.
Just last week, three white supremacists pleaded guilty to plotting to attack power grids throughout the country, and they had a plan to hit critical substations simultaneously to cause a massive blackout.
Wow. Wow.
That is from the news. Frank, your company, Lion Energy, partners with our ministry to make sure people hear about protection from the electric grid going down. I've been concerned about this for years. And it can be natural causes. It can be man-made. It can be storms. It can be solar even. People don't understand. There could be a solar system that flashes from the sun that is as bad as an EMP. Have you heard about that?
I have. But, I mean, I'm certainly no expert on it, but I listen to the warning voice. You know, you asked me, do I believe in prophets and prophecy?
Yes.
I said, you know, all you got to do is read the Bible from Genesis all the way through to the New Testament, and it's prophets raising the warning voice. And I compliment you for raising the warning voice about what's happening. Because people are, they need to hear it and heed it.
I believe the enemy tried to wipe me out. And maybe these, you know, the stroke probably made my brain go a little haywire. So I don't have the fear anymore. So I really don't. If man wants to do anything to me, you know, I'll just go to heaven. If they shoot me, I just go to heaven. So why worry? Heaven is prepared for those that love God.
Yes.
But I want to be able to function when I'm on earth.
Yes. Absolutely.
And right now, you know, I've been, you know, for 2 years I've had a stroke, but I'm back. I'm on the air. I can still talk. You know, I'm a little weak, but I can talk.
Yes.
I can yell. And I'm up here to warn you that something's coming.
Amen.
I've been awake for hours. Something's near. I wouldn't be surprised if something don't happen in 24 hours. That's how close something is going to happen to us. I believe this with all my heart. And you have developed the new version of the generator. I don't even have this one. Mm-hmm. I want it. We want to prepare for the last days. We don't want to get in trouble. We don't want anybody to be able to take everything from us in the last days, because we're going to need everything. And we want to be able to live in our house. We want to be able to be able to function, to have food to eat. And, you know, Frank, you helped develop a lot of the food that we've sent out to people. But you've worked on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you are a prepper. Now, if the power grid goes down, will you have light at your house?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have backup generators. I have this generator in my house. Mm-hmm. I actually have what is called our sanctuary system that is for the whole home. Mm-hmm. I have a propane generator on the outside. And so,
but the propane can stop when the trucks stop running.
But what I have is I have it connected to that battery so that if the grid goes down, my house runs off the battery, and it'll run for 3 days, my whole house for 3 days at normal consumption. And then when that battery gets down to 30%, it kicks on the generator, and the generator then runs my house and recharges the battery for 3 hours. So with a 500-gallon propane tank, under that scenario, 3 days on the battery, 3 hours on the generator every third day, I could be off the grid for 9 months. But I also now have solar panels.
Wow.
So now it inverts. So everything, my house will run off the solar panel. Then it goes to the battery. Then it goes to the generator. There's no sun. And
so you could be off the grid forever.
Yeah. I don't need the grid.
Mm, wow. This generator is the newest model. It's the most powerful of your generators, I think, that I've ever seen. And it has the battery pack that goes with it that extends. How many hours would that extend it?
3,000 watt hours with the two of those. So let's say, you know, to give you an idea, let's say that your refrigerator takes 200 watts. Mm-hmm. You know, so that means that you can run that for, you know, 12 hours or something without a charge. So anyway, as you can see on there, we have a number of devices plugged in. You've got your monitor, you've got your TV, you got your lights, your lamps, your Christmas lights. But on the front of that, it has a little battery on there, and it tells you, based on everything that's plugged in there, how much longer you can run everything on this single charge. And I think if it zeroes in, we have 10 hours and 25 minutes.
Yes, that's right.
So we've been running for 3+
almost
hours.
Almost 4 hours now.
4 hours. So, you know, I guess we're going to be running for another 10 hours. Are you good?
It's going to be a long show.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But it's not plugged into any power.
That's right.
Except the generator. Mm-hmm. And it's running all of this, and it's running heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things is that lamp right there, that is high voltage.
Voltage
that
lamp,
is a
right.
TV.
That is not
light.
An LED lamp.
That's
no,
right.
No. That's the old-fashioned
television
light. Mm-hmm. Do you see that TV light? You can't see the brightness of it.
Right.
That light is very, very bright that's shining on it. And it is powerful. But it's doing that. And it's doing that lamp, it's doing this monitor, it's doing two monitors, television monitors, it's doing my teleprompter, which I really depend on as I get old. It has the clock running on my countdown, so we won't go off the air in time if that stops. So all of this, all these television, these Christmas lights here on it, and there's a great big fan down there, Mondo.
Can I turn it on?
That is an industrial fan.
Mm-hmm. Let me walk over here.
It's not the kind of fan you use in your house. It will blow us away. Don't leave it. I don't want to leave it on too long because it will blow us away. It's a high-powered fan.
Wow.
So you will now look at the monitor and it'll change what.
So is this 3?
Now we're down to what?
340. Okay, so what Mondo just did is, so this is the way the generator works, is when you plug different things in. So Mondo, he just powered on the high energy fan there. So the screen on the generator went from 10 hours and 30 minutes down to 3 hours and 40 minutes. The moment he turned that off, it jumped right back up to 10 hours. So as you're trying
that's an industrial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fireman's fan that gets all the smoke out of a house. Now, how long will that generator that we're talking about today? What's the name of that one?
The Safari ME.
The ME.
More energy.
More energy. How long will that run my refrigerator? You know what I have because you guys have.
Well, most refrigerators today are low wattage. Mm-hmm. You know it. So
yeah.
If you don't open it. You know, and shut it about every 5 minutes, you know. Actually, I probably have it on my screen. I would say that the consumption of that is more around the 200 watts.
Yeah. I talked to your engineer when we were there, and you got to understand how compressors work. If you charge your compressor, which is the behind the refrigerator, for an hour, that can keep your refrigerator going all day long if you're not continually opening on and off. But an hour, if you charge it for an hour and unplug it and then do your normal thing, an average, about an hour a day, you can charge your refrigerator and it will stay cool and keep everything cool. Yeah. That means even your freezer and your refrigerator and it's running. I mean, for an hour, can you imagine? We were in Houston and Lord and behold, Frank Davis, Lion Energy team, is there with the generator cooking and feeding people, running a small refrigerator, a smoker, and feeding people. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
It was incredible to see the blender. Listen, small power tools. What do I mean by that? Low wattage power tools is going to be necessary that you can run to be able to work in your home, in your garage.
Oh, I've run power tools. I've run some of the power tools from around here, which are heavy-duty saws and things, and it runs them.
So that setup right there would run a small refrigerator for 82 hours.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And you're charging every day with the sun.
Yeah, and so if you, yeah.
So you got a long, you have life after the grid goes down.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. Okay, so you guys are explaining. So you can run your refrigerator because there's a lot of people who have medicines that they have to store in the fridge. It's just,
life and death, literally, yeah.
Yeah, for
like we do.
Well, absolutely. And so you have to have your refrigerator, so then you can also plug in. Can you plug in a washing machine, Frank?
You can, absolutely. Again, a washing machine, and especially a dryer, are going to take
a lot more
energy.
Right.
So, but I would say you'd probably be able to do, with the two of those together, you'd probably be able to do maybe 5 loads of washes.
That's amazing. Just to think.
But the thing of it is, you got power because you got it from the sun.
Yeah. Right.
You don't have it. So if the trucks don't run and you can't bring gas to your house, and the pipelines are down, everything's gone.
Right.
You've got power.
Yes.
In your house.
You know, a lot of people are on a CPAP machine.
CPAP.
You have to have power.
That setup with the CPAP will run it for 74 hours.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I think you probably don't need it that continuous.
Right.
But that's at least, you know, 8 hours.
Yeah.
If you sleep eight hours. Yeah.
You know, the other day, a few years ago, my power up on the mountain where we live went out. And I was just sitting there thinking, oh, I want to check the news. And I don't know if they were doing something around the house or something, but our power went out. And all of a sudden it hit me. I have one of your generators at my house. So I opened up one of the chests with the power, and I just took the TV cord, plugged it in there. Bam!
Yeah.
On my big television in the living room, I got the news back on.
Yeah. Right.
I think people fail to forget that.
I mean, I was excited
about
your generator. I'll tell you, when I realized I had power when there was no power.
You know, people fail to forget that natural disasters, like who would have ever thought that the winter storm in 2021 in Texas would collapse the grid for several days, and people without information, people couldn't charge their phones. This becomes a life of death matter when you're in a situation of that kind. Listen, most people want to know what's happening through their phone and their devices. What a way to have your phone charging station in a time of need.
Absolutely.
This will charge your cell phones, iPad, your computers, your anything that has USB is able to do that. If you look at the front of the device here of this generator, there are multiple outlets to be able to connect to this generator that you are already using right now.
That's right.
Become familiar with this device because it's your friend.
It's got all kinds of plugins.
Absolutely. This is something that you're used to using. Look at the screen right now. USB, USB-Cs, which is the fast charging stations on the other side of the USB connections. And most phones today, most devices are using the USB-C connectors that are fast charging. And this generator is upgraded to that level.
This generation can't live without the phone.
No. Right. No.
So this will charge your phones. It will charge your computers.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how many times it will charge the phone? 297 times.
Wow.
On that one generator.
On one charge.
On one charge.
Wow. That's a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to know the bonus you get. When you order today,
I love this.
This has become my best friend. I can tell you why, because listen, I don't know about you. I'm tired of wires. I can't handle one more wire.
Oh.
I like wireless things. And with this, you can charge your phone, your AirPods, your Apple Watch, all at the same time. And by the way, if you need to charge extra phones for your sisters, they're right here. This is my sister connectors right here. And my mother's connectors right here. But you can charge extra devices over here.
How come you have that?
I asked the same question.
Listen, you know why? Because I test it out. We got to make sure.
Not only that, it is durable.
It is TSA approved. It travels with you. You are not going to want to live without one ever again.
That's right.
I'm telling you what, Anytime you need power, you're able to have it. And guess what? Up to 5 days, I don't have to recharge
you
this little device.
You can take that on the airplane?
Yes.
I took it with us when we went to Burbank, and we didn't get stopped.
No.
We didn't get searched.
No.
They didn't pull my backpack to the side.
Uh-uh.
Said, wait a minute, what is this?
No.
Nothing.
Yes.
It was perfect size. It's like they already knew. Why? Because, Frank, you were able to measure what was the requirements for TSA to get this approved.
That's right. Yes.
You know, this was actually developed by my business partner. You've met Jim Gurr.
Yes.
He travels internationally all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what a hassle it is you're in. Mm-hmm. He went to India. He was in China.
Mm-hmm.
He's you name it. So he was so tired of packing all these different. One for his his phone, one for his earbuds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up developing and then having to plug it in anyway. So this is wireless, and, you know, I just went to Florida with him. First thing I see pull out of his bag, you know, we're in a condo together. He's got all of his devices on. I have the same thing.
Yes.
I do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I take it everywhere I go.
That's right.
Absolutely. So this is a bonus.
Yes. Absolutely. This is the Eclipse wireless charger. This is a value of $229 that you're going to receive free.
Whoa.
As a free bonus when you order one of the packages today. We have two packages that we're promoting with Lion Energy. We've made it very easy. All you have to do is go to our website, jimbakershow.com, and right there you'll see where we have partnered with Lion Energy. You can see that right on the screen. And you can customize, and this is something that I love that is brand new that we are making available to all of our viewers, where you can customize your order. We've started with the Safari Emmy portable power for you, and that's the base kit. So in this offer, this is $2,350. You're going to receive one of the ME portable power generators. That's a base unit. You're also going to receive one of the 100-watt solar panels, along with the 25-foot extension cord that will allow you to connect up to 25 feet extension cord to allow you to connect your generator with your solar panel so you can place your solar panel outdoors. And then you'll receive the bonus, the $229 value of the Eclipse wireless charger. This is right here available for $2,350. When you order through Lion Energy by going to jimbakershow.com, you can see on the screen there, you get to choose your offers.
Why are we going to the website? Usually we can call in. What are you doing?
Yes. So the reason why we're doing this is because many of you were asking, for years you've been asking for financing options. And so we've partnered with Lion Energy to make it available to you now where you can finance your generator. But in the generator, like I mentioned, you can customize it. So if you wanted up to, this generator will take up to, you can add up to 6 100-watt solar panels. So if you want to add 2 solar panels, and if you wanted to add an EMP bag, or the 3 LED string lights, you're able to customize your package. And then if you want to, we have the financing that is now available, and it's very easy. It will walk you straight through it on the website right there at Lion Energy.
And you mentioned that the bonus power panel, it's sitting there on top of the other one.
Yes, that's the expansion battery, which will give you 3 times more the power.
Mm.
And
you can also get this, which I recommend to everybody. This is the EMP bag. It's big, but it'll hold your whole unit, and it'll keep it from being killed. Because that EMP, what is EMP? Just destroys everything that's
electronic.
Cars, anything electronic.
That's right.
EMP shuts it down.
Yes.
It's a demon possessed bomb.
Yeah.
Really, it just shuts everything down.
Okay, so you can either go with the one.
The base.
The base
package.
The base
that's
package,
right.
Or Better yet.
Yes, or we have...
Go with the expansion.
Yes, the expansion kit. And so in this, you're receiving the ME generator, the expansion battery that will give you 3 times more the power, the 25-foot extension cord, and then also you're going to receive the free bonus, which is the Eclipse wireless charger. Right now, this is a limited-time offer. While Frank is here with us, you're going to receive, he's giving you that free bonus of the Eclipse wireless charger, and that is available right now for $3,995.
The EMP bag is separate, right?
Yes. You can receive the EMP bag as a standalone offer by going to the website. You can make that selection.
It's made out of copper?
It's made out of copper mesh on the inline, nylon on the outside, but again, military tested.
Jim, we have a tutorial that we could show.
Yeah, I'm going to show that. But I want to make sure everybody understands that you have these in stock. Last month, they were gone.
Yeah.
People called in and said they can't get them. But
we have...
It's sold out by the thousands because of the hurricane,
right?
Hurricane
Ira. I mean, I can't even tell you how many we did. But we got shipments in just last week, 2 weeks ago, and we had back-to-back. We have over 1,000 MEs in
just
stock.
Just for our viewers.
And, you know, so they go on this, and when that order comes in, we will be shipping out within 48 hours everything
that
comes
in.
Wow.
Gotta be
get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Yeah. Amen.
That's because you said something's coming soon. They don't want to order now and get it next year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They order now, it goes out now.
That's it.
Believe me, something's going to happen unexpected in the world. We have a video right now showing all the ways the ME generator can power devices and appliances. Let's watch this.
Hello, I'm Steven, and I am here today to tell you about the latest solar generator from Lion Energy, the Safari ME. Today in this video, we'll be going over all of the inputs and outputs, the design, the internals, what you can power, everything that you need to know with this unit from Lion Energy. First, we're going to talk about everything that you see here on the face of the Safari ME. This is your main power switch. Pushing it in will turn on the whole unit. The screen will light up. You'll see a battery indicator here showing how much capacity you have left in your battery. And also here, you'll see a time to empty. This defaults to 99 hours and 59 minutes. When nothing is plugged in and running on the unit. We'll also see some icons up here. Right now they're all off because none of the inputs or outputs are being used, but they will light up and you'll see that as we use these outputs. Now, by default, the screen is always on. However, holding the screen button for approximately 5 seconds will turn the screen off, and then a single press will allow you to toggle the screen off and on. Holding the screen button for another 5 seconds will lock the screen back into the on position. Now, the reason you might want to turn the screen off would be to conserve power, or if you are camping, for example, and the screen is very bright when it's dark, then you could turn the screen off so that the bright light wasn't in your face. So first, we're gonna start over here on the left. You can push this button to turn on your 12 volt outputs, and you'll see the 12 volt icon turns on here. That's gonna power up this cigarette lighter output and also this 12 volt Anderson output. Moving in this direction, you can turn this button on. You'll see this icon light up indicating that your USB outputs are now powered up. There are two standard type A USB outputs, each capable of doing 2.4 amps. There's a type C, which does PD 18 watt. That's gonna be what makes your phone charge quickly. And then we have PD 60 watt. Many laptops can use this as well as fast charging phones or things like that. Over here, if you turn on this button, that turns on your AC outputs and you'll see this icon lights up here. This is powered internally by a 2000 watt inverter, which is capable of doing 4000 watt peak. Now let's turn it around to the back. This is where the inputs to this unit are. The one that people will be familiar with is the AC cord, which is built into the back case here. This is where you would just plug it into the wall to charge normally. The main unit can charge in roughly an hour and a half just with this input. This is also where you'd have your solar charge input. You can plug your solar panels in here that once again have that Anderson connector. This is capable of roughly 600 watts of input. That will charge this unit once again in about an hour and a half. This connection is for an external battery pack sold separately to increase the capacity of your unit. This button here is a circuit breaker for the entire unit so that if it ever trips due to overcurrent, this button here allows you to press and reset the circuit breaker. Now that we've turned the Safari ME around to the back, you can see the specifications section here. This goes through all of the specs that you need to know about the Safari ME. You can either pause the video now to look at those, or we'll have those listed in the description. Because of the lithium iron phosphate battery, you're getting increased capacity, more output, and faster charging times than comparable units on the market. The Safari ME measures 19 by 13 by 13 inches and weighs in at just over 45 pounds. In addition to the main Safari ME unit, you can also buy it with this expansion battery, the Lion Safari XP. This allows you to connect the expansion battery to the main unit and expand your battery capacity, going from just under 1 kilowatt hour with the main unit by itself to just under 3 kilowatt hours with both units connected together. The way that you connect is by using the built-in cord on the back of the expansion pack and plugging it in to the back of the Safari ME. When you want to disconnect it, you can push in on the yellow button and simply pull out. The Lion Safari ME can also be charged with solar. This is an example of the 100 watt 24 volt solar panel, which can be purchased separately or, like the expansion battery, bought together in a kit with the main unit. In order to connect the solar panel to the Safari ME, you simply connect the Anderson cords together, matching the black and the black together. You can connect up to 8 total panels together by connecting one panel to the next and then plugging the entire chain into the back of the unit. The MPPT charge controller does max out at 600 watts input. However, 8 panels may be needed to get a full 600 watts of charge in non-ideal solar conditions. The Safari ME is extremely versatile in the things that it allows you to power. It doesn't matter whether you're at a construction site and you need to run your saws and your power tools, whether you're outdoors on an adventure with your family or by yourself, or just any time that you need power or want the convenience of power, but don't want to be connected to the power cord and to the grid. We have been talking about the Lion Safari ME solar generator. This is powered by a lithium iron phosphate battery, which means more power for you, lighter weight, and the longevity. This is rated for 2,500 plus life cycles. It's extremely quiet to use. It doesn't produce any fumes. It is safe to use in a tent or indoors. I have one of these units. I enjoy using it frequently in outdoor and indoor activities. I use it every day. Thank you for watching, and we hope you'll enjoy your unit as well.
This is something that you can use before emergencies. You can use it all the time.
Camping. Yes. The kids take it. They go camping in the summer.
And you can go to have a tent and have full electricity in your tent. Can you imagine having lights?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do it. John and I
you
do it.
Yes.
That's the only way I told them I'd go camping. We do our air mattresses. We have a full blow. We cook out there. I mean, it's so fun.
You can even have a TV in your tent.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow. This is amazing. I want everyone to order those. Be ready for anything. We have them here at our ministry. Mondo, we do remotes.
Yes, we do. We do remotes.
With these generators.
Yeah.
And if you can generate enough power for a remote, that's a lot of power.
Yes. Yeah.
But we run our cameras off these.
Did
you know that, Frank? We can run our cameras off these
generators. I was just mentioning, I have a friend who is borrowing my ME and expansion
That's right.
on Tuesday when I get back for a remote filming
Yes.
That he's doing to run his lights, his cameras, everything.
Yeah.
Because he has no power.
That's right. But I think the greatest thing, and we've said this so many times on this broadcast, but the greatest thing that you could do is familiarize yourself with your generator. When it arrives, take it out of the package, take it out of the box, use it, learn how to use it, because when the lights are out, it's too late. You're going to need to know exactly where to plug it in, how to put your light in, how to have communication when difficult times come. And so make sure that when your item arrives, play with it, use it, learn how to use your generator.
Can I give you a recommendation for those that feel and say this? I'm a little bit older. I don't know. I'm a single mother. I want you to do this. Order the generator today. Find one room in your house and make that room the room you go to where everything is centralized.
That's right.
So you're not trying to figure out how to get this over there. Find one room where you can have a refrigerator. You have your cooking supplies. You have your tools. And make that the centerpiece of your room. I guarantee you that the number one thing that most people fail to do is have peace in the midst of stress. I cannot tell you how many times I have read letter after letter, people under so much stress, they didn't even know how to turn the device on. How do I know that? Our dear friend or brother, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, was on high tension stress, trying to figure out everything, the kids and the wife and the... forgot how to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, pick one room in your whole house where this device can be the central piece, and you know, and you plug everything immediately.
Right.
Start training yourself. What would I do? What is the first thing I must do when the power goes out?
That's right.
Number one thing, have a flashlight on hand. Always want to have a flashlight. Thank God for phones that have flashlights. You don't want to trip and fall over and hit your head. But you can get to your device immediately, turn it on, and make sure that you have, just like we have displayed in this moment right now, we have the lamp connected to this device. Mm-hmm. You have the television connected to this device. You have your satellite, or better yet, have your Roku. Believe me, you're going to need your Roku. If I was you, I would plug in even my internet system into this place.
Yeah.
So the moment the power goes out, I can almost guarantee you that you won't even see the lights flicker. That's how powerful this thing is.
It really
that
is.
It immediately functions with what you have already powered on. But I can almost guarantee this, the peace of mind that is going to come over you, is you can't buy that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much to tell. You cannot buy peace of mind.
Yeah, when you said that, it reminded me of a lady that wrote in to your show when you had the tornado here in Joplin.
Right.
And she took her grandkids and went in the basement.
That's right.
And they played video games. They watched TV. They just kept going. Kids had no clue what was going on above. And, you know, and it was total devastation.
It was. Yeah. And it was a terrible
tornado.
And
she said, her grandkids said afterwards, "Can we do that again, Grandma?"
Oh. And that is the job of grandmas. And time you say that, I have it in here. Peace of mind is what you need in the midst of a storm.
That's right.
What better way to get prepared? The warnings that you have said for the last 25 years.
What Donald Trump said about the terrible bombs that men are talking about that they don't usually talk about.
Nuclear.
Absolutely. Listen, all that talk.
And that's all you're hearing about from all over the world. Even small nations are threatening us with nuclear. Nuclear is not something to play with.
No. Right. Listen, when you have New York City, Manhattan, running drills of what to do if a nuclear head hits Manhattan, that
they
is a
serious
no. They
haven't run those since the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Listen, this is another one that most people are missing. What it looks like as drought strangles the mighty Mississippi. I'm telling you, there are things that are brewing up right now in our nation.
Do you know how low the Mississippi River is? Do you know, Frank, you probably don't hear it.
No, but I know in other parts of the world how bad it is.
The Mississippi River is hardly flowing.
Wow.
The barges can hardly move. In fact, most of them aren't moving, and it's stopping. That's the main way in that part of the world that commerce is shipped. It's through the Mississippi on barges, isn't it, Mondo?
Absolutely.
And I've seen pictures of barges, and they're stuck in the mud.
I had to see it, and I quote, I had to see it in person, Nelson said, who lives 40 miles away in Sikeston, Missouri. We've been through there.
Oh, we have, yeah.
He said on the evening news, as he roamed the landscape that looked almost like a desert, you wouldn't believe this is the Mississippi River, end of quote. This is shocking because, again, peace of mind is having power. Peace of mind is having food. Mm-hmm. Peace of mind is having water filtration that is going to water filter your way to be able to drink water and cook. Three basic items that the experts, hours of reading over the weekend, experts are saying that infrastructure in America will be a domino effect. The moment the power grid goes down, the domino effect on food infrastructure, water infrastructure.
If an EMP bomb hits, there's no trucks moving.
None.
And so there's no food delivered.
Okay, let me give you another one.
Why we want to be prepared for anything. And if you didn't order your food, you can order the food buckets right now, which is amazing because, you know, there's hardly anybody that makes food anymore. Yeah. Frank, I could ask you that question, but I'm not going to ask it. But why so many companies stop making food? Because it's almost impossible to get
the ingredients.
The ingredients are almost, they're running out of the ingredients. And so it's a very, very strange thing. But we have the food in stock. We're shipping right now, aren't we, Nana?
Yes, that's right. We have the prepared pantry, 60-mil bucket available. That's for a donation of $225 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling.
And no refrigeration needed.
That's
right. It's 30-year shelf life. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah. Yes, we also have the water bottles, Dad. I want to just mention now, we have a few minutes left of the show, but we have the Seychelle filtration water bottles available. These are the survival water bottles, and we have six of them. So you can receive one. I'll just mention you can receive one for a $45 love gift to the ministry, shipping and handling included. Or better yet, we have six of the Seychelle 28-ounce extreme water bottles, and that's for a donation of $185 to the ministry.
Now, here's what's going on in this country. Help me, Mondo. The trucking industry, they say, has how many months of diesel fuel? The diesel fuel is about to run out.
Wow.
We stopped drilling oil in our country. We have it under our feet. It's the blessing of God.
That's right.
Don't curse what you got and then go begging your enemies for oil.
Mm-hmm.
We're in trouble because we have people who are not serving God who are leading our country in the wrong direction. Mm. And here's the thing. If you don't have diesel, the trucks can't deliver the food.
You're absolutely right. America depends in the trucking industry like never before. This is the quote from the American Trucking Company, if the trucks stop, America stops. That's a heavy statement, yet when the ship stops, the American food industry stops as well. We're seeing a convergence of what John Paul Jackson prophesied years ago, calling it the perfect storm.
Right.
We are watching the perfect storm, yet the church hasn't woken up to the idea that we are living
we
in the revelation time.
We need to bring him back, and he's in the grave, but he's up in heaven.
Yeah.
But
his prophecy,
he said things that are happening right now.
Economically, we're on the verge of collapse. Food-wise, we're on the verge of collapse. Everything seems like what the Bible has warned us about in Matthew 24 is getting ready to manifest in a way that the church will be falling away because we are entertaining a message that is not the gospel anymore. Yet Jesus warned us in Matthew 24 that watch for these things to come. Then you fast forward to Revelation chapter 6 and 7. We are watching when nuclear talks is the headline of the day. One of the prophets said, you better wake up.
Mm. It's time to prepare now. The prophetic word says so. Here's the last video clip with Dr. Pry from 2020. Mm. Listen to what he is saying about China and Russia. He was a visionary in terms of being able to see what our enemy's plan could be even before they were set in motion. So watch this, please.
It might be the perfect time for an act of aggression against Taiwan, against the South China Sea, you know, against NATO Europe, against Israel, you know, to achieve the wildest dreams that the bad guys have. And one of the things that's also very disturbing to me is that we're already losing World War III. You know, because the highest value of nuclear weapons and the possibility of EMP attack is that enables you to win without war. The Air Force isn't willing to admit it, and the White House wouldn't put it this way. But China, for example, has already won a great victory against the United States and the West without war. You know, we pulled our most powerful military asset out of the island of Guam. We used to have a B-52 bomber wing with tankers in the island of Guam. But earlier this year, the Air Force quietly pulled our wing out and moved it back to Minot, North Dakota. You know, they didn't say it was because they're afraid of North Korea or China launching missiles at Guam and destroying our forces, but that's the real reason they did it, okay? China's engaged in exercises now, and we didn't return the wing to Guam, but we did return it to Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, you know, because it's out of range of North Korea. That's an example of a great victory, you know, that's happening. The Russians are achieving victory without war against NATO Europe. Angela Merkel in Germany hasn't been willing to increase Germany's investment in defense spending because they're afraid of Russia. Angela Merkel is trying to appease Russia by building that Baltic natural gas pipeline make Germany energy dependent upon Russia. That's one of the reasons. Now, President Trump hasn't said this, but I think it's one of the reasons President Trump has pulled 12,000 of our troops out of Germany, because he doesn't want Germany becoming a big POW camp for American forces. You know, because if Germany will not do its job and not hold up its share of their own defense, and if Germany makes itself dependent on Russian natural gas, all the Russians have to do is turn out the lights in Germany, and our troops become trapped there. So, you know, they're already winning without war, and this rioting in our streets, these totalitarian moves, the betrayal of the Democratic Party, of the principles of constitutionalism and of the rule of law. You know, the fact that the Democrat Party has basically become a force for totalitarianism. You know, along with our liberal mainstream media. These groups are all working together with the Antifa and Black Lives Matters on our street to try to undermine and overthrow our society.
Wow. Really something.
That's the last time we had with Dr. Pry. I wonder what he would say today, Mondo.
I would say that he's...
Told you so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Put it simple. Told you so. He's talking about during 2020, doing that, is what you're watching on the headlines, China to send troops to Russia for joint military exercise.
Wow.
Listen, this is all playing out the way I believe he was God's watchman on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was one of the most brilliant strategic minds of our time. And he's going to be sorely missed.
Yeah,
absolutely. He was a warner. He was really a prophet on the wall, I call him. And we have got to heed his word. Yes. And that's why we're offering the generator today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wanted to do this. Honestly, it might have been Nena's idea, but it was my idea.
It was your
idea. I wanted to bring Frank back because it's time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need another generator. Mm-hmm. I want the newest one. This is the most powerful one. And I'd like to get 5 panels to go because when the grid's gone, I want to be able to live in light.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to be able to put the TV on if any stations are still broadcasting. I want to be able to charge up my telephones and talk to my
That's
kids.
Right. Yes.
But we're not going to be in the dark.
No.
Because we have the generators.
This could be your quarantine boon moment. This could be the moment of life and death for souls. Listen, people will come to your home to hear the gospel, to get food, to get communication. I'm telling you, go to the website right now, jimbakershow.com. We have ways where we can finance this program with you. There's different options. You can get the single unit or you can get the bundle. The bundle is the key. We can finance this now thanks to Lion Energy and Frank Davis. Marcella, what do we get with the financing if we do one unit or the big bundle?
Absolutely. Well, this is what I think is so exciting right now is when you go to the JimBakerShow.com, we now have made it very easy through Lion Energy partnering with the ministry where you can customize your kits. So you can go there, you can add solar panels, you can add 3-string lights, or you can also add the EMP bag that we've been talking about on the broadcast. Go to the JimBakerShow.com. You'll find the landing page there, and you can now order directly through Lion Energy, and we now are excited to say that they are providing the financing options available to our partners at jimbakershow.com. Before we leave, Dad, we have a few minutes left.
Okay.
I just want to mention,
if they just stop drinking coffee heavy, they could afford this because you do a monthly payment.
That's right. So before we leave, this is just the couple days before Christmas. We've also partnered with OptiVita and Frank Davis to bring to you a few Christmas items that you can get for your loved ones. We have the Al-Al skincare available.
Yes,
Mom. This is Lori loves it. The Al-Al.
I still love it.
This is the 4-piece set.
Right. It's eye cream. It's moisturizer, toner. So many of you love this. I know. I see. Right out here in the audience. They're like, we still love it. So you can receive this. It was $199 for $75.
Yes.
That includes everything, and that includes shipping and
That's a great Christmas gift.
Also, it is. Also, we have the best.
Yes.
Tell us about
Brain Energy Stamina. This is a 30-day supply, Brain Energy Stamina supplement, and 5 support systems, high blood oxygen levels. It helps to support muscle repair. It helps to support mental focus and acuity. It helps to support endurance and joint health. We are making this available to you today by going to jimbakershow.com. That's for $50. You can see it on the screen there, and it's also going to include a very special DVD seminar, which is Aging Without Decline.
Wow.
So this is a 30-day supplement that's being available to you right now for $50. This is a limited time while supplies last. All you have to do is go to jimbakershow.com.
Great. All right. Thank you, Frank Davis, for being with us today.
Always.
And I want you to go to the website, go to jimbakershow.com. I got to go. Remember that God loves you. Thank you, Frank Davis. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.